KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump told reporters Tuesday he is not reconsidering his attorney general pick, Matt Gaetz. Today, the House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct that Gaetz has denied.
ABC News has obtained records of Venmo payments Gaetz allegedly made to two women who provided the records to the committee. The documents show between 2017 and 2019, then-Congressman Gaetz allegedly made 27 payments to the women, totaling more than $10,000.
That's ABC's Perry Russom, and sources tell ABC the women told the committee that some of those payments were for sex. Trump made two more cabinet choices, Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick to lead the Department of Commerce and World Wrestling Entertainment co-founder Linda McMahon to lead the Department of Education. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has been shut down amid warnings of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News. Defense lawyers are set to start making their case today in the trial of the man accused of raping and killing Georgia nursing student Laken Riley. The suspect, Jose Ibarra, is an undocumented immigrant. ABC's Janice McDonald has more.
The defense is trying to undermine the way the DNA was analyzed. There's a new form of analysis that they're using that really kind of gets deep into the strands of DNA. And it comes up with the statistics of just how improbable it would be that anyone other than Jose could have been the person who committed these murders.
Riley was killed while jogging earlier this year. A major storm plowing into the Pacific Northwest, a bomb cyclone. It's knocked out power to well over 600,000 customers in Washington state. At least one person's been killed. And significant rain expected to fall in the Northeast beginning tonight for the first time in weeks. Firefighters hoping it'll help knock down wildfires. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Fretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Matt and Pete Gunderson. We recently celebrated the life of Dan, a devoted motorcyclist who enjoyed the freedom of the road with other bikers. His celebration involved a final ride in the saddlebag of his best friend, just the way he wanted. Allow us to personalize every detail of a life well lived.
Let our family help your family.
Visit GundersonFH.com. Over 100 years as your hometown life celebration center.
The Jim Jim Rome Show.
Who's got it worse, the Jets or the Giants? Well, I'll give the Giants this much. At least they haven't actually fired anybody. At least the Giants haven't fired their head coach already and somehow gotten worse. At least the Giants did not trade for a star player who immediately showed up and was like, oh, hell no. What are we doing here? What are we even doing? Wake up. Who's got it worse, the Giants or the Jets? My response, yes.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM. The Zone.
Well, get ready, Wisconsin. It's coming. Our first widespread possibility of snow showers. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here on the Midwest Farm Report. Yeah, we knew it was imminent. Today is when it starts happening. About 50-50 chance that we're going to see rain versus snow, depending on where you are. Daytime highs today aren't going to touch out much more than about 41 degrees. The chance of precipitation increases early this afternoon. Winds are going to be noticeable out of the west, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, another chance of snow showers overnight. Temperatures down to around 29 tomorrow. Same kind of mixed precipitation possibilities. Daytime highs tomorrow around 41 again with gusting winds. The ground is warm, so we aren't going to see much in the way of accumulation for this snow. But on some of those elevated surfaces like bridges, on off ramps, you might want to start exercising caution as soon as this afternoon. Stu's got the weather details for us. New research out shows that more and more consumers are looking for an option to that Thanksgiving bird. A new protein catching consumers' attention. What is it? We've got that story for you.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above-ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now is the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
You know, we've been really fortunate in Wisconsin that there's been grant monies available for really excellent projects that many farms want to undertake. Now is the time to pull the trigger, if you will, when it comes to your farm and your footprint. Shelley Meyer, Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers, joining us now. There are grants out there that entice people to at least investigate how there could be revenue for your farm, carbon, the way we handle our cows, the crops we grow. Tell me a little bit about this particular grant program, Shelley, and why you really want dairies to think about engaging.
Well, Professional Dairy Producers ran a pilot program and then tested it, ran for Your Farm, Your Footprint, an industry-first, producer-led initiative. And we originally rolled out with some grant dollars from our foundation that were sponsored in part by Nestle at the amount of $4,750. That covered about 500 acres. And we've had farms, we've had really positive uptake on that. But because we have dollars that are in the foundation, and the foundation is a partner on this initiative that the foundation was developed by dairy farmers for dairy farmers, our boards, both the Foundation Board and Professional Dairy Producers, decided to double the grant so we can cover up to 2,500 acres. We think it's really important that dairy farmers lead the initiative on sustainability, but they can't do that without, in a safe way, understanding and knowing what their carbon footprint on their farm is. And the first farmers that have went through this initiative, we have proven that the U.S. dairy farmer, especially the Wisconsin dairy farmer, is probably the most sustainable in the world. So our board said it's important that we get more farmers to have the opportunity to discover that so they can lead the initiative. And we're very excited to expand the grant. The dollars are going to run out, but our goal is that if we have dollars, to get them immediately in the hands of dairy farmers. So now's the time.
First 100 dairy farms that register by November 1st are considered the ones that are likely to get the monies. Now, sustainability in these kinds of programs can look very different operation by operation. Shelley, are you finding some core examples that people might want to think about if they want to apply?
Now, the important thing is to know that they're the only ones that are going to get their numbers. So through Your Farm, Your Footprint, we run, through the models, three programs. It'll be Comet, and it'll be an international program that allows them to see what their international score would be so they can compare it with any farm around the world. And then the Farm Program, which their processors have probably already run that program on their farm. And then all the dairy farmer has to do is, through a third-party group that is going to collect the data, but it's signed off that they're not going to share it with anybody else, the dairy farmer then will get to look at what their numbers are for their carbon footprint. And that gives the farm a starting spot for where they are today on their carbon footprint. So the nice thing about this, we've been hearing from farms that they're skeptical of some other bigger programs that are out there. This is a good starting spot without them having any risk, and they're the only ones that are going to get their score.
Privacy key. Shelley Meyer along with us, Executive Director, Professional Dairy Producers. And I note that you are trying to tie in financial rewards with this information presented, Shelley.
What we're doing with the grant offsets almost all of the cost up to the $2,500 or up to 2,500 acres. The farm would only have about $1 per acre invested in it. So it gives you a very low cost, low risk opportunity to see where your farm stacks up. The important thing is there may be more than 100 grants. It just depends on the size of the farms that come in. So if you only have 1,200 acres that you want covered, your grant will cover up until that amount. So it just depends on the size of the farms, about acreage that apply for the grants. We're dedicated to getting, we feel that just ethically, we as dairy farmers, if we have money that's set aside for dairy farmers to learn more about their operation, we want to get it directly into the hands of dairy farmers to benefit our people so they can lead with their own voices the environmental initiative.
We've been hearing so much about the value in our sustainability practices. Everybody's been talking about carbon markets for decades. You've brought in some partners to try to help. I don't want to say monetize. That's not the right way to look at it, Shelley, but you are mindful to keep that educational conversation going about the marketplace and what's out there.
The marketplace is very dynamic and rapidly changing. We are not selling and trading carbon credits. What PDPW is trying to do is help dairy farmers level up and learn about what is the vernacular and what is happening on their farm. So what our program is about is letting you know where you are today with what's your carbon footprint, your emissions, and really what we're finding is what is the value, the great value that our dairy farmers are really providing for the land and for the environment. And it's so what this program does is just shows you what's the value of all the different practices that you're doing on your farm and really what is the emissions or what is the benefit to the environment because you're dairy farming. And I think dairy farmers are going to be really excited about their sustainability scores and where they're at. But it gives you that starting spot. Carbon markets and selling carbon, that is a completely additional discussion.
Yeah.
But you need to have this basis so that you can take those other steps and make decisions and best position yourself for the future.
Start the process now at pdpw.org, pdpw.org, Your Farm, Your Footprints. private information generated from your farm. Shelley Meyer along with us, Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Four Democrat-led counties defied a Pennsylvania state law and counted undated mail-in ballots, a controversy under litigation for years. An immediate issue is the outcome of the Commonwealth's U.S. Senate race. Recounts began November 18th in the Senator Bob Casey-David McCormick race, with McCormick holding on to a 17,000-vote lead, less than one-half of a percent. Pennsylvania's election law does not allow otherwise eligible ballots which are missing a date on the envelope to be counted, an error which disenfranchised as many as 10,000 voters in the 2022 midterms. October 5th, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected a case challenging the rule, saying it was too close to the election, so most Pennsylvania counties did not count undated ballots. But in Bucks, Center, and Philadelphia counties, Democrat-majority county election boards did count the ballots, citing that the date was immaterial to the intent of the voter. As an automatic recount began November 18th, the Commonwealth's highest court affirmed that those ballots could not be counted. Ironically, while McCormick fought to keep undated ballots from being counted in 2024, a WHYY report points out that he sued to count undated ballots in his failed 2022 U.S. Senate primary, a race decided by only 972 votes. We have much more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, what makes you feel thankful? I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Good experiences and positive emotions. Gratitude is good for you.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Sue Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, joining us again. Our weather brought to you courtesy of Compure Financial, your financial partner, be it agriculture or rural lifestyle living. They can help you out. All kinds of details available at compure.com. So I gave us a little extra time this morning, buddy, so that we can talk a bit about what's developing out there and just exactly what we need to be ready to engage with as far as driving conditions. It looks like maybe with the exception of eastern Wisconsin along the lakeshore, that it's going to be a kind of a gentle way to get started, huh?
Well, I don't know, Pam. That eastern area along the lakeshore has the winter weather advisory tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon.
Really? And so tell me exactly what kind of details we expect there. Is it seriously, are they looking at enough momentum out of this storm that they could end up with some debris on the ground?
Yeah, there is that indication. Green Bay and south, right along the lake shore. Well, I'd go all the way from Marinette, Menominee, south Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, even Beaver Dam, all the way to Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha, all in that winter weather advisory tomorrow morning. Why they brought that about? I mean, there's a low off to our east today, east of lower Michigan, and that big system just off the northwest corner of Minnesota and North Dakota. That system there is providing snow in North Dakota, eastern South Dakota, and far northwestern Minnesota. They expect there could be several inches if it accumulates in that area off to the north. Now, that low is going to weaken a bit and dive southeast, heading right for Lake Michigan by early tomorrow. If it does follow that path, that means all along that eastern part of Wisconsin with that low traveling south right along Lake Michigan or the western parts of lower Michigan, that rain and snow will mix in, changing to snow late tonight into Thursday morning. And I'm seeing an accumulation maybe up to an inch or two, but it's going to also come with very, very strong winds. We all will join into that very strong wind. I mean, gusts probably overnight up towards of 30 miles per hour and more. And tomorrow, let's talk about what could be near 40 or 45 miles per hour. So a very windy day Thursday with that snow in the picture in the east. A little light snow almost anywhere as we get Thursday underway. You know, snowflakes. But as mild air wraps back in on Thursday as well, that snow will mix with some rain and end up the day as rain. And that's going to do a number if snow does accumulate, you know, making the snow go away. Temperatures stay mild. It'll go away very quickly as we head to Friday. The weekend may feature a little cooling Saturday, but overall, temperatures more like normal to get the weekend underway and take us into next week. And that'll take away any of that snow that may even accumulate. It's that well, it's falling that could be the biggest problem. Limiting visibilities if you're on the roadway and the like, and then add that very strong wind to it tomorrow, and maybe damage not related to precipitation could be a problem because of the amount of wind we're going to see. Very windy indeed. As we head on through Thursday, those winds begin to diminish toward the end of the week. Much better news, a quieter start to deer season without that kind of wind. But if you get that tracking snow in the eastern part of the state, I wouldn't cross my fingers that it's going to last as we warm it up, and that rain may fall yet later Thursday, and we'll warm it up toward Friday, so it probably goes away. So a lot of things happening. We're watching that low north of Minnesota this morning. It'll be just to our east tomorrow. That's the one to watch. There's even a little rain this morning from Oshkosh south down in southeast Wisconsin. Very light activity there, just enough to be a little nuisance to start your day. I'll have forecast details right after this.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Ah, the seasons change, and so do the offers at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for the crew at Bavaria Sausage, located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1. Always open online, BavariaSausage.com. Hey, listen, hunters, I know you're getting ready for your fall experience. Don't forget, Bavaria Sausage, ready to help you create some fantastic food products with what you harvest. Check out their website or talk to them personally. And if you're not paying attention to the calendar, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And again this year, Bavaria Sausage offering you whole turkey options from locally grown sources. Just remember, get your order in today so that they can guarantee the supply is ready for you. Phone number 608-271-1295. That's 608-271-1295. Let the holidays begin early at Bavaria Sausage.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
Okay, my buddy Rusty in Two Rivers said he got 3/4 of an inch of rain in the past 24 hours. I guess Rusty better be on duty for the next 24 hours, huh, Stu?
Yeah, he could be dealing with some white slop there. Everybody else I've seen, you know, picked up about 1/10 of an inch yet yesterday, and a couple little nuisances. The windshield wipers squeaked during the day with that light stuff around. That winter weather advisory in eastern Wisconsin, 6 a.m. to noon tomorrow. Today, more clouds building back in. Very light rain or snow possible. Rain early this morning in the southeast. Rain or snowflakes later elsewhere. Temps probably in the upper 30s and low 40s with the west winds 5 to 15. Getting more gusty later on, up to 25 or 30. Overnight, cloudy, breezy, and that's when that snow tries to slip in, especially in the east. We fall into the upper 20s and low 30s. The west winds 10 to 20, gust to 30. Cloudy, windy tomorrow. And that snow in the east in the morning, mixing with and changing a little rain before it ends. Upper 30s, low 40s. Northwest winds tomorrow gusting to 40 and 45. And then drying out a bit, Pam, a little breezy Friday and about low to mid 40s, drying out for start of the gun season.
Well, okay, well, we'll see what we look like by the time we get there. That's a little bit more in your basket than I expected from you this morning, buddy.
It was for me, too, but it's not going to stay.
All right, good enough. Thanks, Stu. Appreciate it.
All right.
Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner, agriculture or rural life. As always, find details at compure.com.
This is the Midwest.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwaba and I'm an actual Schwaba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwaba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump told reporters Tuesday he is not reconsidering his attorney general pick, Matt Gaetz. Today, the House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct that Gaetz has denied.
ABC News has obtained records of Venmo payments Gaetz allegedly made to two women who provided the records to the committee. The documents show between 2017 and 2019, then-Congressman Gaetz allegedly made 27 payments to the women, totaling more than $10,000.
That's ABC's Perry Russom, and sources tell ABC the women told the committee that some of those payments were for sex. Trump made two more cabinet choices, Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick to lead the Department of Commerce and World Wrestling Entertainment co-founder Linda McMahon to lead the Department of Education. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has been shut down amid warnings of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. This is ABC News.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching.
We just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join me. We'll talk about the mega cabinet meeting, WWE, baby. And Trump did not have a landslide. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes. And just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store. Then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Roster again the other day, at least in the passing game, and he only had the one target where it was an interception. But Evo, I think there's plenty of talent at the wide receiver spot, the tight end spot, And to me, you've got a top 3 to 5 running back in football that you've got to give the ball to more. The answers are there on offense. They're not there on defense.
Rob, we'll cover on getting into more of the Niners coming up here on Sunday. Are you going? You're going, right, Axel? You're going to Niners-Packers? Yes, of course. Of course he is. Robbie, I have to ask you this, though. What a last hurrah here for the president and CEO, Mark Murphy. Not only does he get the draft upcoming, now going to be inducted into the team's Hall of Fame in August of 2025. What's Rob Reichel think of the tenure and the final season, the 17th of Mark Murphy?
You know, Evo, it was fun. I caught up with him in the locker room on Sunday, and normally a guy like that doesn't talk to the media. He's not a Jerry Jones type of guy. But I've got a really good relationship with Murphy, and we go back to the start of his tenure, and I pulled him aside and just grabbed him for a minute and said, hey, can you...
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Yeah, time to start thinking about those winter driving skills beginning as soon as this afternoon. I'll tell you, with this kind of variable weather that's coming into the state, our Wisconsin farmers that are in charge of livestock have to bring their A game, especially to keep baby calves healthy. There is a new piece of technology that some veterinarians are advising. We'll tell you what that is on a Wednesday. Welcome back, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here on the Midwest Farm Report. We're also talking a little bit about what consumers are looking for at the center of the table on Thanksgiving. Now, we know a majority of people still think of turkey as that center protein. But in reality, many consumers are changing that up a little bit. Stephanie Hoff will join us with details on what that new protein selection looks like. Stand by. So today is the 20th day of November. What can I tell you? On this day in 1923, the traffic signal was patented. American Garrett Morgan was given the patent for an automated traffic signal. His invention was not the first of its kind, but unlike other traffic signals, which just had stop and go signs, his had a third signal, that yellow warning. It was patented on this day back in 1923. On this day in 1985, Windows version 1 was released. It was about 2 years after it had been announced. Microsoft brought out its first graphical operating system, the OS, and at that time, it helped you navigate with Paint, Notepad, Calculator, and a game called Reversi. That was on this day back in 1985. Happy birthday to our sitting president. Joe Biden turns 82 today. And happy 23rd wedding anniversary to ABC News correspondent George Stephanopoulos. And now you know, it's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFESgroup.com. That's the website you want to start with if you're looking for anything of an auction nature, including services if you're considering an auction. Want to talk to somebody? They'd love to visit with you. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen from along with us from the Steffes Group today. Clock is ticking, Ashley. We're not only running towards Thanksgiving week and the end of the November, you're also quickly approaching that deadline for our Wisconsin-specific consignment sale, right?
Yeah, we are. You know, we've been running around the state the last couple weeks here. This is your last week to take full advantage of the advertising. So if you're thinking of something, I mean, just give us a call. We can tell you what we think it's going to bring, get it on the auction, because I think we're going to have a good market here before the end of the year.
Well, and the other nice part is, as you've said in the past, think differently about this consignment auction because you don't have to move a thing.
Yeah, you know, sell it right off the farm. Farmers like to buy right off the farm. They'll come and look at it. They'll call the owners, get to know the piece, everything about it, so they can make good buying decisions.
Well, it makes it a lot easier than if you had to load it up on the flatbed and drag it someplace to be featured. You guys, just it's all about trying to make it easy for the seller and easy for the buyer.
Yeah, truly. And that's why we see typically a little higher prices than you're going to see elsewhere, just because of that. So with that and the advertising and the ease of doing business and the ease of buying online has become so common nowadays.
I know I'm catching you in a vulnerable position, but do you have any idea how your web traffic's been moving lately? You feature a lot of these consignment items on steffesgroup.com. People starting to come back around now that the elements are changing and search on the web instead of being out in the fields, huh?
Yeah, truly, we're seeing an uptick, and I know that for sure because the tech guys are complaining about it. Of course, they have to rent more space and all them things that them guys do, and they see a lot of traffic. And even at our 7 o'clock at night sales, one in particular, we had a small sale, and it started to overload the system. They had to buy more space, so I know there's a lot of traffic out there.
Wow, that is something to think about, folks. Again, the Steffens Group, they are happy to do face-to-face auctions, but again, as you know today, the real strength to find that buyer that will pay the premium price for your item is beyond your county, beyond your state, and that's why the Steffens Group helps you out. Again, the Steffens Group, that deadline again for the Wisconsin-specific consignment. Ashley, tell me again.
Yep, this week, give us a call. And right. We'll get it on the list.
Beautiful. And like he said, he'll walk you through the process. So the Steffens Group staff will take care of everything from there. Call him, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us. Steffensgroup.com, the website to check out. Ashley Hewn with the Steffens Group.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no pests.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
This change of weather is going to challenge our Wisconsin livestock owners, but they've got some new tools that are available to try to help them take care of those baby calves. Dr. Eric Rooker's with Dairy Doctors Veterinarian Services, and he said over the past few years, they've been using ultrasound to evaluate calves' lungs.
And the important part of that, understanding the prevalence of disease within the environment of that calf, whether you're raising your calves in a hut outside, in a calf barn, or alongside a mature cow inside your barn. If you don't know how much disease you have, you're never going to be able to start to enact change based upon that. And we record that over time, and we really do see some pretty huge seasonal trends in terms of even our best managed facilities will struggle in times like right now where you're getting 20, 30, 40 degree temperature swings from daytime to nighttime.
Interesting, using ultrasound to find out just exactly how those baby calves' lungs are performing in this changing weather. Dr. Eric Rooker with Dairy Doctors Veterinarian Services. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese finished a penny lower at 172.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 2.5 at 172.25. Double A butter, that drifted a quarter of a cent lower to 258.25 per pound. This morning, we've got the December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 13 cents, currently at 1909 a hundredweight. The other commodities are all lower. December corn's down 2 right now at 425. January beans are down 9 at 989. December wheat's down 2 at 548. July new crop down 3, 581.5. Have you ever thought about anything but turkey for Thanksgiving? Believe me, more consumers are looking at their options. Stephanie Hoff has a story on that coming up. And another after Thanksgiving ritual that a lot of families have, Christmas tree hunting. And the supplies are on the way. I've got those details next. Stick around on a Wednesday.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll talk about getting the lead out of our water with Flat and the campaign for lead-free water. Then I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. And believe you me, although many of us are thinking about gun deer season or the Thanksgiving meal, there are plenty of Christmas tree producers across the United States that are bringing their trees to the marketplace. Some are starting in the state of Oregon. That is where Tom Norby is president of the Oregon Christmas Tree Growers Association. He said right now, they're busy.
We're deep in the heart of it. Lots of trucks are rolling this week, especially to the East Coast and the eastern half of the United States. Those ones go out first because it's a little longer trip.
That is one busy Tom Norby. He's president of the Oregon Christmas Tree Growers Association. In the Pacific Northwest, their market looks a little different than what we've got here in Wisconsin. He said prices are up a little this year compared to last, but competition really limits the upside on prices. He also said that in Oregon, a lot of their Christmas tree growers started harvesting in September to capitalize on the international marketplace and work around any port closures. He said when it comes down to what consumers are looking for these days, he believes Nordman firs, originally from Turkey, are growing very well in Oregon and becoming very popular with consumers.
They don't have quite the smell, but they certainly last every bit as long as a noble fir does. And they don't tend to shed their needles, just like a noble fir. Maybe a little bit, they're a little bit better on that respect.
That's Tom Norby. He is the president of the Oregon Christmas Tree Growers Association, getting busy for the season. Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. Many of us are still looking forward to Thanksgiving next week. This morning, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation released their market basket survey on the cost of the Thanksgiving meal. To feed a family or a group of 10 this year, the price came in at $57.61 for everything. That's about 2.1% less for the meal this year compared to last. How can that be? Casey Sonnentag with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says it's because Wisconsin's agriculture production and food processing capacity have increased almost 11% in the past few years. So know that going into the Thanksgiving meal. But that Thanksgiving meal might look different on some people's tables. Turkey is not necessarily taking center stage. A new protein is getting attention of consumers. And up next, Stephanie Hoff brings us the details on why pork is the protein of choice.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
While turkey is king over the Thanksgiving holiday, there is a growing opportunity for other meats to take some of the spotlight. According to economists at CoBank, some consumers have moved away from preparing a whole turkey for Thanksgiving, and ham is capturing a bigger share of the protein purchases. So we're going to ask the butcher today what the best options are for preparing ham for the holiday table. Nick Vorpagel joins us from Lake Geneva Country Meats, a third generation butcher shop. They do custom processing of beef, hogs, and lambs in addition to their retail store. Ham is one of Nick's specialties, and he says there's multiple cuts out there for you to experiment with.
We have some people that want a boneless ham. We have some people that want a spiral sliced ham. We have people that are maybe a smaller group or some, you know, part of the group doesn't like it, and they'll get ham steaks, which are just like beautiful, easy to cook. And then we have a lot of people that get like a pork loin roast, or maybe there's even people that will do smoked jowls, smoked hocks, and make really rich stews or soups that they like to have for Thanksgiving. So we don't see as much beef sold on Thanksgiving. It's people that still want to have all those flavors around Thanksgiving, your mashed potatoes and gravy, your cranberry sauce, your stuffing, all of those things. And pork goes really well with that if you don't want to do turkey.
When you're in the grocery store and you're looking at all these labels, or if you're talking to your butcher, is one better than the other?
It's a personal preference. I think there's a difference between fresh ham, which has not been fully cooked and has nothing added to it. That's a fresh cut of meat. That's a roast that you can cook at home. Uncured ham, which is a cooked product that should be ready to eat, and cured ham, which is a cured thing that is also ready to eat. When you're looking at uncured ham, I would say no, read carefully, because a lot of times you'll see a product that says uncured except for naturally occurring, or no nitrites added except for naturally occurring nitrites that are from celery or things like that. So just be careful with that and know what you're eating. If you're really watching your health, you want to cut out salts, you want to cut out nitrites, things like that. There are uncured options that don't have any of those. Read the label, but also if you really want to control what goes in your body, look for a fresh ham and grab one of those, cook that, and you've controlled exactly what goes into your body.
How much pork do you need for the amount of people at your dinner table? Is there a good ratio to shoot for?
There is. So if you are looking at a bone-in product, and you know, I think in the Midwest, we're pretty hospitable people. We don't ever want to run out, right? That's kind of the worst thing in the world. And leftovers are great, especially something like ham. So if you're getting a bone in ham, we usually recommend about a pound of ham per person. There's the bone that you're going to get rid of, that you can make a great stock out of, things like that. But that's not going to be edible weight. So if you get about a pound of ham, bone in ham per person, you're going to have a really nice, good amount that you can slice up and share among everybody. If you're going with a boneless ham, about a half a pound per person will be same thing, where there's no loss on it because there's no bones or anything like that you're throwing out. It's a little bit easier to carve because it's a more uniform shape, and about a half a pound will really do that. Great thing about ham, too, is if you have leftovers, you can make some great ham sandwiches, ham soup, ham casseroles, all sorts of things. So having a little bit extra isn't the worst thing in the world with ham.
And there you have it. If ham wasn't on the menu before, maybe it is now. Nick Vorpagel answering some frequently asked questions about your options when it comes to fixing pork for the holiday table. Nick is with the third generation butcher shop, Lake Geneva Country Meats. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
A well-treated dairy cow is a productive dairy cow. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
How dairy cows are treated from the time they're calves to the time when they retire has a lot to do with their productivity. At the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, Dr. Raphael Lichty of the animal health company First Defense shared an observation about how dairy farmers work.
I don't think people realize how many times dairy farmers especially will leverage themselves, like financial risks to themselves, to provide a better environment for their cows to live in and do a better job. And of course, they want to grow and make money too, but they put it all on the line a lot of times. And then there's the amount of work that goes into making those simple things routine and making sure variability is less. That's a really hard job.
Lichty also talked about how technology advancements are helping to make life easier for farmers and their livestock.
I'm personally always very interested in new technologies on the software side and also hardware, those types of things. They can make things more consistent in our industry because variability is usually a big problem for the industry and for the calves and for cows and all that stuff. So the more we can streamline, the better.
Tech was the focus of another exhibitor at the World Dairy Expo, and we'll cover that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got a great guest host for you. Political editor of Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, takes the chair. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
from the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.